Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has taken to Twitter to assail reports that special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating whether Mr. Trump tried to obstruct justice in the investigation into alleged collusion between Trump staffers and Russia. This was an investigation that began at the FBI when now fired FBI Director James Comey was in charge. Brett Wertheimer is president and CEO of the nonpartisan group Democracy 21.
This has been a major development in the investigation, but all signs are that the investigation of whether the president was obstructing justice began even before Mueller was there. The reports indicate that shortly after Comey was fired, an investigation was opened into whether the president had obstructed justice.
It has been alleged Mr. Trump tried to get Comey and possible other government officials to end an investigation into then-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who met with Russian ambassador to Washington. U.S. lawmakers played an annual baseball game for charity on the day after a gunman opened fire at a Republican team practice. Four people were wounded, including the number three Republican in the House of Representatives, Steve Scalise, who remains hospitalized after being critically wounded in the hip. The game played Thursday night in Washington pitted Democratic lawmakers against Republicans. The Democrats won 11-2. 18 people linked to an attack on protesters last month, including bodyguards to Turkey's president, face assault charges here in Washington. Four have been arrested, the remainder at large. This is VOA News. An American college student released by North Korea after 17 months in detention suffered a severe neurological injury. 22-year-old Otto Wambier is now back in the U.S., where his father, Fred Wambier, spoke with reporters saying even though U.S. government had told him not to pursue getting his son released, he did it anyway.
We did what we could. We tried to stay low. We were advised that it was important that you don't upset the North Koreans. And so we followed that logic. And then at this, there came a time where it's that we're tired. That doesn't seem to have any impact. So we went public with an interview and on the Tucker Carlson show, and then did a couple written pieces. And then very quickly, we have Otto home.
Wambier's parents described their son's release as a medical evacuation. A newly passed U.S. Senate bill that would impose additional sanctions on Iran faces uncertain prospects for passage in the other house in Congress, the House of Representatives, where members are expressing differing views about whether they will be effective. The Senate bill would impose financial restrictions on people involved with Iran's ballistic missile development and with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. A senior UN official is saying intense fighting in Syria and bureaucratic red tape are impeding the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to hundreds of thousands of people trapped in the besieged areas. Lisa Schlein is following the story from the UN in Geneva.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the United Nations has been unable to deliver food, medicine, and other essential items to some 600,000 people in 12 besieged areas for the past 40 days. He says it also is extremely difficult to reach millions of others in so-called hard-to-reach areas. He says the situation is being made even more difficult due to three very worrying developments connected to war. He says tens of thousands of civilians are trapped in Raqqa, where a ferocious battle to retake the city from Islamic State militants is being waged. Another obstacle to the delivery of humanitarian assistance, he says, is a dangerous outbreak of polio in the city of Deir ez-Zor, which is surrounded by IS fighters. He says efforts are underway to bring polio vaccines into the city so that a mass immunization campaign to stop the spread of the crippling disease can begin. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Facebook has revealed it is using artificial intelligence in its growing, ongoing fight to prevent terrorist propaganda from being disseminated on its social media platform.
That's the latest world news from VOA.